It's out there. The toothy, economy-munching inflation shark called the price of oil. As the world price of oil edges closer to $90 a barrel and commodities of all kinds are drifting upward, have speculators decided to invite themselves to the party? Beneath the calm waters of low inflation, could there be a commodities spike out there? Speculators, into the water. We're on the hunt. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry. A little holiday cheer. We're going to talk about commodity spikes, and I don't mean eggnog. Celeste is out for the holidays. I'm joined for the next few days by Majora Carter, host of the radio program The Promised Land. Good morning once again.
Good morning.
What is The Promised Land?
The Promised Land is a show about visionaries from around the world and even on your block.
Oh, you're one of those. You just got back from the TED Women Conference.
I did. It was pretty amazing.
A visionary with us here in the studio on The Takeaway. But first, let's get a check of the morning's top news. North Korea is calling South Korea's latest round of artillery drills this morning a reckless provocation, but says it won't retaliate. Fog initially delayed the live fire exercises on the island of Yongpyeong near a disputed maritime border this morning. We'll talk in 20 minutes with Brian Myers, professor of international studies at Dongseo University. After 17 years, the policy banning gays from serving openly in the military is finally coming to an end. President Obama will sign a repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, approved by the Senate on Saturday, into law this week. Vice President Joe Biden tells NBC News the policy will go into effect once it's certified by the Pentagon.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Secretary of the Defense, the vast majority of the American people say whether you are gay or straight does not affect whether you can shoot straight.
Another key piece of congressional business, the new START treaty, has been stalled, though, in the Senate. Senator Lindsey Graham tells CBS News the Senate should wait until next year to address the nuclear treaty with Russia.
If you really want to have a chance of passing START, you better start over and do it the next Congress, because this lame duck has been poisoned.
The Senate is also expected to try to pass a spending bill tomorrow to keep the government operating through early March. British police have arrested 12 men in an early morning raid on three cities in a suspected holiday season terrorism plot. The men between age 17 and 28 are due to be questioned later today. After 9 months, announcement of Iraq's new government will be delayed a little longer. Over disagreements over power sharing, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki was expected to fill his 37 cabinet posts today. Iranian security forces are bracing for unrest after deep cuts in fuel subsidies went into effect today, quadrupling gas prices. Police are patrolling key public squares and gas stations in Iran. Officials say energy subsidies cost the Iranian government about $100 billion a year. New research shows drinking water in 31 out of 35 American cities is highly contaminated by hexavalent chromium, also known as chromium-6. That's the carcinogen made famous by activist Aaron Brockovich. The Environmental Protection Agency doesn't require testing for the substance and has not set safety levels for its presence. MasterCard reports Americans are on track to put Christmas spending back to pre-recession levels this year, with clothing sales up more than 9%, jewelry up over 2%, and furniture up more than 3%. We'll talk about that on the agenda later this hour. And outside your window late tonight, the first total lunar eclipse in more than 2 years. Scientists predict ash released into the atmosphere by recent volcanic eruptions could give the moon an eerie reddish-brown glow as it's lit through the filter of the Earth itself. That's what the eclipse is about. The next time a lunar eclipse will happen is on the winter solstice, is in 2094. I know you'll be all around for that. Asian markets are down. European indices are up. Futures mixed this morning. The Dow gets underway at 11,491. The S&P opens at 1,243. And the NASDAQ begins at 2,642. Coming up in the hour, we'll get the latest on military exercises in South Korea, moving the North and South closer to a showdown. Our series, Remixing the Holidays, begins. What do you think is a great or a bad Christmas tune? What Christmas tune do you play to set the mood for yourself? But first, oil prices and commodities spiking in time for Christmas. Stay with us.